Hi, Chevra, it's always a special chizik for me in our yeshiva here that we start the Zman right away today. Most yeshivas in the world are still on Bein HaZmanim. And to be able to, right away, right after Yontif, to start up, you have Yisru Chag, fine, you need a day to travel and a day to do hachanas for the Zman and a day to flip over everything from Pesach, whatever one needs to be doing on Yisru Chag. But to right away start Zman is the way that a Ben Torah should be. That we go through in the Heilige Yontif of a Pesach, and what we want to do is sit and learn Torah. So the big schus, and our yeshiva needs to hold up the world of Torah in a certain sense, and be the Amud HaTorah on days when, although many people I'm sure are learning much Torah, but not many yeshivas are learning Torah on a yeshiva level. I want to discuss a question I had the first few days of Pesach this year. I was thinking about a lot, very pashut question. The second night of Pesach, whether we in shul, whether at the seder, we started counting Sfiras Omer. We're counting Sfiras Omer every day. Today's the ninth day in the Omer, until Matan Torah, until Kabbalah Satorah. And we all know the famous words of the Chinuch and of the Ran and others, that this counting of Sfiras Omer is a counting showing our excitement for Kabbalah Satorah as we count towards the Heilige Yontif of Shavuos. Now let's think about that for a second. Imagine the following B'derech Mashal. You guys are still younger, but B'shatoy Mislachas you'll be Zoyche to be married. And specifically as a young married couple, there's always a lot of discussion, and sometimes unfortunately machlokes, figuring out where to spend Yontif. Where should it be the first day of the Yontif? Where should it be the last day of the Yontif? You have to cheshbon back. Where were we Rosh Hashanah? Where were Yom Kippur? Where were the first day of Sukkot? Where were Simchas Torah? Seder, everybody wants you for the Sedarim. Sedarim is already worth two Yomim Tovim maybe. It's a lot of machlokes sometimes, unfortunately, and figuring out where to spend Yontif. So you figure it out. And some I have one Talmud of mine was having such difficulty figuring that, and his parents deeply wanted him always, and his in-laws always wanted him, and it was very, very hard on their marriage. They had to go, and Mamish, it's true, they had to go and make a chart. They had to chart out the entire year from the beginning. So it was always, it wasn't discussions Yontif to Yontif. It was known from the beginning, okay, first days of Sukkot were at this Mishpacha, last days of Sukkot were this Mishpacha, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, for the life of me, I don't understand why you have to be with Mishpacha at all. Yom Kippur, you should choose and be wherever you're going to daven best. If it's the best place to daven is with your father in his shul, great. If it's with your shver in his shul, great. If it's in your yeshiva, great. Yom Kippur is not a family yontif. You're not sitting around spending time with the mishpacha. So for Yom Kippur, I don't understand. That should be completely, even Shon Rishona should be your choice wherever you want to be Yom Kippur. But every other yontif, I understand. So this one young couple, they chart out the entire year at the beginning. Maybe they have the next 10 years charted out. I don't know, chvesnish, but so it's klar and it's okay. Oh. So imagine now, based on that mashal, understand this file. So imagine you decided, it comes Pesach, and you decided, first days you're going to be by your in-laws, last days you're going to be by your parents, you come to peace with it, you go to your in-laws, okay, you make it through the first seder, the first day, but pneumius in your heart, your mom is dying to be by your parents. You like your mother's food, you enjoy the ambiance better. You do what you have to do because you're married and you make it happen. But ultimately, the whole time inside, you're putting on a good show on the outside, but you wish you could be by your parents and you're yearning to be in your parents' home, which you'll be for the last days. But imagine as follows. Imagine already second night of Pesach. You had enough, you just blurt out, you say, oh, I can't wait to be by my parents' house. I can't wait for my mother's food. I can't wait for my own bed. I can't wait to be with my mishpacha that I feel more comfortable with. Abusha! Abusha! Mamish, disgusting. How could you say such a thing? Who in their right mind already would say such a thing? If you think it inside, maybe. But to say that, to blurt that out, Chas v'sholom, terrible midos, right? So now let's understand what goes on, Pesach. So first night of Pesach, it's Kulo Pesach. Lel Seder, and I'm going through all the simonim, Kadesh, Urchas, Karpas, and first day of Pesach, I'm davening shul and saying, Chagamatzes as Mancher Seinu. Come second night of Pesach, I'm still in the middle of Pesach. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melechem Asher Kidishonu B'Zonu Al Sfir Soimer, Hayom Yom Echad Loimer. And what am I doing second night of Pesach? Already I'm looking forward to Shavuos. Second night of, and third night of Pesach, again, noch, I'm looking forward to Shavuos. I'm looking forward to Kabbalah Satorah. Abusha. Abusha to Pesach. How am I treating Pesach? The Chinuch says we don't start counting Sfiras Omer first night of Pesach so that I can completely commit myself and be devoted to Pesach for that one day and not already be looking forward to Shavuos. What about the second night? Why is that okay suddenly? Maybe we shouldn't count Tzvira until after all the Pesach is over. Maybe we should only count Tzvira starting from when all the Pesach after the seventh day in Eretz Yisrael, the eighth day in Pesach. So let's start, then I could start looking forward to Shavuos. Fine, that makes sense. Already the second night of Pesach, I'm looking forward to Shavuos. You ever think about this, Chevra? So I think we could understand, based on a Torah I saw, explaining the She'elas Chacham on Lel Seder in the Sefer Bas Ayin. Comes the Chacham to the Seder. We're taking us back, but it's exciting. Go a little bit back. Comes the Chacham to the Seder. And the Chacham at the Seder, what did he ask? Ma, Eidus, Vachukim, Vashpatim. What are all these laws? What are all these mitzvahs that we're doing, that we're performing tonight and throughout life? Now let's remember, this is the Chacham. It's the Chacham. If it's the Chacham, we look at the Chacham, the Tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham. If he's asking a question, it must be more than a simple question, what are these mitzvahs? He's the Chacham, he understands this Torah mitzvahs that we're keeping. Zeichel sees the Tzrayim. He must be asking something much deeper. What's the Chacham really asking? And then we answer him, Ein maftir nachar Pesach avikomen. We answer him, by the way, you can't eat anything after avikomen. What is that answer? What's going on? So Sefer Basayan explains as follows. Listen closely, a little bit deeper. The Sefer Basayan explains, the Yontav of Pesach is a Yontav of Isrusa Dele'el. Whoever knows what that means. It means it was a completely a Kedusha Tahara from Hashem. We didn't deserve this Yontav. We didn't deserve to be taken out of Mitzrayim. As we all know, we were on the 49th level of Tumah. We were the lowest of low. Halalu Ovdei Avodah Zarah V'Halalu Ovdei Zarah. They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, we were Ovdei Avodah Zarah, just like the Mitra. We're on the lowest of level. We didn't deserve Geula. We didn't deserve Yeshua. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, we find Mamre Chazal of little things we did, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu could use that as a chizik to take us out, but it wasn't enough that we deserved Yeshua and Geula, so we didn't change our names, Shkoyach. And we didn't speak their language, and we didn't wear their clothing. But Lamaisa, we're in the 49th level of Tumah, we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah. We didn't deserve the Geula. It was complete Matana from Hashem, which is a tremendous chizik for each and every one of us. It's a tremendous chizik to help us recognize that even if we sink to the lowest of low, even wherever we might be, on the lowest of levels, Hashem's by our side, and Hashem's going to be there for us. It's a tremendous chizik and amunah, and it creates a tremendous amunah, and the chag amunah, and a feeling of cheiros and connection to Hashem in the deepest of ways. So comes along the Chacham, and the Chacham says, Ma'ayid v'chuv meshpatim. Why all these mitzvos? Mitzvos are Yisrusul d'tata. Mitzvos is our intervention, our avoda, our hard work, our way of connecting to Hashem to deserve schar, to deserve Hashem to do for us. If Pesach is primarily a yontav celebrating the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us even when we didn't deserve it, why have all these mitzvos? So what do we answer the Chacham? Ein maftirin achar Pesach afikomen. We answer the Chacham, we want Karban Pesach to be a lingering taste. We want it to be lasting. We don't want you to eat something afterwards so you don't get rid of the taste of the Seder. Meaning what? The chizik of the Munah of Lel Seder. We want that to be lasting. We want that to stay with you. So therefore, how is it going to stay with you? How is all of Pesach and all that we celebrated to stay with you? Only through Eidus, Chukam, and Mishpatim. Only through Torah and Mitzvahs. The relationship we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu of a Leil Seder is momentary. It's a chizik, it's a srusu de la'el. But ultimately that's going to fade if we don't commit and connect to Torah and Mitzvahs. And therefore, that's why we have Eidus, Chukam, Mishpatim, Chacham. We need them because if we don't transform the Yisrusu D'la'ila into Yisrusu D'la'ta, it's going to be fleeting and meaningless. And therefore, we understand now, I believe, why already on the second night of Pesach, we start counting Sfiras Omer. This is Zman Chereseinu. It's a yontiv of representing our freedom and our connection to Hashem. So for one day, we look at what Hashem did for us and build our emunah. But we recognize already on the second night, if I don't start building that through deep connection to Torah, it's not a disgrace to Pesach. It's recognizing what Pesach is all about. If I don't start committing myself to Hamelus B'Torah in the deepest of ways, it's all going to be fleeting. So already on the second night, I say, Hayom HaMech Lomer, I'm looking forward to Kabbalah's Torah, the Eidus and Chukam Mishpatim. I'm going to commit myself to Torah based on that relationship I have with Hashem. And that's how all of Pesach could stick with us. All of that amuna, all of that connection in the deepest of ways. That's the depth in what the Ramban means. When the Ramban in Parshas Emor says, Pesach and Shavuos is really one long yantiv, with Sfiras Omer being Chol HaMoed. Pesach is the first day of yantiv, Shavuos is the last day of yantiv, and Sfiras Omer is Chol HaMoed. So therefore it's not a busha like we asked to start counting Sfira on the second night of Pesach. Because it's one yontiv, it's one yisoid. I want this connection to Hashem, and I only have it, I understand, through Torah. I only have it through a deep commitment to Torah. And this is what we have to understand. That's what it means. We spoke about it a few weeks ago. It's Zman Chereseinu, and Chazal teach us that the Luchos were Chares, Al Tikri Chares, El Chares. Torah gives us that true freedom of the ability to connect to Hashem always. We get the chizik once in a while, that's Leil Seder. But already the second night, I'm looking forward to committing myself to Torah and Kabbalah's Torah. Because without it, it's going to be fleeting. I'm going to leave that inspiration. I'm not going to be connected to it. There's a story I might have said over here before, but it's worth even repeating the Chazara. I don't remember if I did or didn't. I've said it over before. Rav Aaron Cutler, in the early days of the Lakewood Yeshiva, so he had to go around fundraising for the yeshiva. As many of the yeshivas back in the day did, they didn't have executive directors and fundraisers. They themselves were the fundraisers, and still today, to be honest. And he found a gvir, a wealthy individual, wasn't a big lamdin, but he wanted to support the yeshiva, and he told Rav Aaron, he asked Rav Aaron, he'd be willing to support yeshiva with a tremendous sum of money yearly. If Rav Aaron would agree that after he passes away, after this individual, this gevir passes away, Rav Aaron Cutler would say Kaddish on his behalf and learn Mishnayos on his behalf. And Rav Aaron agreed. And for years, this individual supported Lakewood in a major way. And eventually he passed away and he was nifter. And Rav Aaron Cutler went to the Levaya, and Rav Aaron Cutler, that's all, said Kaddish for the Nifter. And when he got home from the Levaya, it was already late at night, he traveled far, wherever it was, he sat down to learn Mishnayos. And he's sitting and he's learning Mishnayos, he's steiging over Mishnayos, Lili Nishmas, this Gevir. And he ended up getting stuck on a particular Mishnah. He got stuck on a particular Mishnah. He didn't understand Pshat in the Mishnah. And he was stuck on the Mishnah, he ended up falling asleep in the middle of the Mishnah. And when he fell asleep, he had a chaloyim, he had a dream. And in the dream, that kavir came to him. And that kavir, he was shining up in Shemayim, and he had a place, mamish, in a palace together with all tzaddikim. And he's telling Rav Aaron Cutler what tzchar he has from all the Torah he supported. And then he says, not only that, when I got to Shemayim, Kol HaTorah Kula became Megala to me, was revealed to me. And he starts telling Rav Aaron Cutler, pshat in the Mishnah that Rav Aaron Cutler was having trouble with. And he explained to him pshat in the Mishnah. And Rav Aaron Cutler afterwards woke up. He was telling over the story to his Talmidim to show him the koyach and the schar of one who supports Torah. and how the unbelievable reward in the next world, and not just Begashmi and Ruchni in every way, and told them the whole story, and how all of Torah became revealed to him. So one of the Talmidim came over to him afterwards, to Rav Aaron, to Rav Shiva. He says, so maybe it's a good idea, I should leave yeshiva. I have potential, I could become a very big gevir. I'll support the yeshiva in Trenz way. Look at the schar I'm going to have. Maybe I should leave learning now. And Rav Aaron Kotler said back, he said, if you leave learning now, it's true, you might have tremendous olam haba. But where is going to be your olam hazeh? What's going to be with your world right now? Where is going to be your true pleasure in the world right now if you don't have Torah now? That's how Rav Aaron Kotler explains. Based on what we're saying, I don't know what's the guarantee that you're going to make it to olam haba. Because believe Torah, all the chizik, yeah, if you end up supporting Torah, shkayach, but all the chizik of Yisrus HaDalel is lost without Yisrus HaTata. What keeps us committed to HaKadosh Baruch every moment? And why is that the tanik of this world? Because when I'm one with Hashem, I'm always besimcha. And the only way is through Torah. And therefore, the excitement of a Lel Seder immediately is transformed into a commitment to Torah and Tzvir Soma already on the second night of Pesach. And it's no disgrace to Pesach. Because that's what the Cheres of Pesach is all about. And that's what these days of Tzvir are all about. Committing ourselves to Torah in the deepest of ways. Chevra, it was no coincidence that the door that left Mitzrayim found themselves and were given the Torah in a midbar. They're given the Torah in a desert. I saw in a sefer from Reb Zucker, from Eretz Yisrael, Or HaMoadim, he said, because a midbar is a diras arai. A midbar is a diras arai. It's a temporary place to dwell. You can't dwell there for a long time. Klal Yisrael needed to understand this whole world is diras arai. This whole world is temporary. Everything that's physical in the world is temporary. So what should I be devoting myself to? Something that's keva. I say Torascha keva. Only Torah is keva. Only Torah is permanent. We have to recognize how fleeting this world is. That's why they were given the Torah as well, perhaps, right after they went me'av de sucheris. When you're a slave, you realize, my whole world of gashmias is meaningless. I don't own anything. I don't have anything. I don't even have the rights of my time, Begashmi. After learning what it means to be an Eved, I could be an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I commit myself to that which is Keva and Torah. That's why it is maybe as well. The Mishnah in Avos in the fourth parak says, Rav Nuhurai, Omer. Rabbi Nuhuraya says, Have a gola l'makom Torah. You should exile yourself to Makom Torah. Why should you gola yourself? Why can't you sit and learn Torah in a beautiful city that you live in? Why do you have to go into Galus? Why have a goyla, l'makom Torah? It's not talking about a person who has to go into a Galus so you should find the makom Torah. He says specifically, l'chachila, have a goyla, l'makom Torah. Because if you really want to commit to Torah, you have to understand you're an adir asarai. You have to understand Galus, you understand exile is adir asarai. My whole world begash me as adir asarai. So what do I have that's keva? What do I have that is sure to me? That's going to be lasting. Torah. That's why Simchas Torah could only come after a Sukkos. A Sukkos, when I'm sitting and learning and living in a Diras Arai, then I understand the Simchas Shal Torah. Because I understand there's nothing else that's Keva in this world. There's nothing else but Torah. And that's how I leave a Pesach. I leave a Pesach into a Sviras Oimer for Kabbalah HaTorah. Because I understand there's nothing that can keep me committed and connected to Hashem in the way that I want to be, the way that I would have inspired Lel Seder other than Torah. The same Rav Nuhurai, we find at the end of our Masecht, we have the schus to be learning. The end of Kedushin, the final Mishnah in Kedushin, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. The famous words of Rav Nuhurai Omer, Maniach ani kol umno shebolam ve'eini melamed es b'niya l'Torah. I decided that all that's worthwhile teaching my son is only Torah. All the other umnos, all the other professions, is not worthwhile. Sha'adam eichel mischara bal mazeh v'akeren kemes l'olam haba. Because not only do I enjoy it in this world, and I enjoy this world, like Rav Aaron Kotler is saying, if I learn Torah, but there's keren kemes. There's a lasting keva to it, to Torah in the next world. V'shar kol umnos ain't okay. But nothing else is like that. The same Rav Nuhurai, have a goyle l'makom Torah. I have to understand everything else is arai, and there's nothing permanent in my life but Torah. And that's how we leave. That's how we leave the Heilige Yont of the Pesach into the Sfiras HaOmer. You know, my Rebbe will end. My Rebbe, Reb Nosson Zvi Finkel Zatzal, I heard him say, he asked, why do we say that we went Me'avdus L'Cheres? We went Me'avdus L'Cheres. We should say we go Me'avdus L'Avdus. I was an Evet to Paro, and now I'm an Evet to Hashem. And the Avdus Ben Amasecha. So true Cheres is the Cheres, the freedom of everything else in the world, in order to be an Evet Hashem. We should be zoicha to be free of all the tirda and machshavos and tircha of gashmi in this world, recognizing it's all diras arai, so that it can make keva that which is the only thing that's keren kayemes, and that is Torah, and that's ein maftir nachar Pesach avikomen. That's my lingering taste I have from a Pesach. My Pesach leads immediately into Sfiras HaOmer, because I understand if I want this feeling of kirvas elokim, it's only through Torah. Be zoiche to be walking with that mayim. And that's why as well we ended with a Kriyas Yamsuf. What had to eventually, I heard this from Rabbi Yossi Spiegel, what had to eventually destroy the Mitzrayim and destroy Golos, mayim and mayim ala Torah. It had to be with mayim. And that's what we walk away with. As the Noam El Melech tells us in the end of the Sefer, in Likutei Shoshana, in Kriyas Yamsuf, we are hochu by Abasha b'soich hayam. We were hochu by a pasha psha. We were going by a basha, the dry land in the middle of the water. As the water dried up, when we were in the middle of that water, we were so connected to Hashem. It was so clear to us that God was performing miracles for us, such great revelations. But the avodah of every one of us is when we leave that water, we leave Pesach. Hochu by a basha. When we go on the dry land, it could be kemo besoch hayam. It's like I'm still in the water. Holchu b'yabasha, b'sochayam means holchu b'yabasha. When we get onto the dry land, when we leave Pesach, it's kemo b'sochayam. It's as if I'm still in the water. How? I'm not in water. In mayim el Torah. If I'm connected to Torah, I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch is by my side every moment. We should be zoicha to stay connected to the Heilige Yontav of Emunah of Pesach as we prepare for the Heilige Yontav of Shavuos through deep amalus b'Torah, and the schus of all the Torah will be zoicha, as we say, benisa nigalo, benisa atidun ligal, be zoicha to geula, beprat and begula klal, with Mashiach zivkeinu b'mehera b'yameinu.